This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. A new teen drama on the WB network is a sort of a cross between The West Wing and The Wonder Years. It's called Jack and Bobby. The show is about politics and coming of age in a complicated world.
You know, I don't have to go if you guys don't want me.
Yes, you do. Courtney asked you.
She was just being nice.
Doesn't matter.
Gonna kiss her tonight?
I don't know. Probably.
But you want to kiss her, right? Does she want you to kiss
her? Yes, she does. Just shut up.
Morning Edition's Renee Montaigne spoke with one of the creators of that series.
Stephen Cohen just moved here to L.A. from that other two-letter town, D.C. For most of his formative years, beginning just after college, Stephen Cohen was a political insider. Now that he's in Hollywood, he is able to create an idealized political figure.
Jack and Bobby is the story of Jack and Bobby McAllister. It is not about the Kennedys, but it is a show that is inspired by the better nature of the Kennedy years and everything that Camelot has come to represent. And it's really, at its core, a teenage drama with a twist. And that twist is that the audience knows that Bobby McAllister grows up to be President of the United States. And we illustrate that through snippets of a documentary that took place at the end of the McAllister administration. The McAllister administration served from 2041 to 2049. But in the end, the story is about the journey.
I have known the McAllister family the longest of anybody. I met Jack when we were 13. He was my best friend. He was everything you wanted to be and you loved and hated him for it. And Bobby, well, Bobby was different.
So it is, in a way, a flashback, but the flashback is present day.
That's right. You can look at it from the teenage boys going forward or from the view of the folks in the documentary looking backward.
Give us, please, if you will, an example of what was happening, say, in the real life version, and then what the documentary from the future says.
Sure. Each administration has a picture that is the symbol of its administration, very historic picture of President Kennedy leaning over the desk, and you wonder what's going through his mind, and there's many interpretations. So we see this picture of President McAllister in the hallway right before a big speech, and there's many, many theories to President McAllister thinking about what he was going to say. And the great reveal that is played out in the teenage story is that Bobby McAllister had asthma, and he wasn't really thinking any big thought. He was just catching his breath, as he often did, before a big speech.
One of the producers of the show has called it the evolution of greatness.
Mm.
Do you see it that way?
It is the evolution of greatness. I would say it goes back to the very core of the idea, and that is, you know, we're told that anybody can grow up to be president. Is that still the case? Do we still look at the average teenager who's walking down the street today, just listening to his iPod? Do we wonder, are we in the presence of greatness? And wouldn't it be fun to go on that journey and see the evolution of greatness, see all the obstacles?
Now, you have a political background. Mm-hmm. You worked for Hillary Clinton.
I did, indeed. I was Governor Clinton's first campaign volunteer in 1991, fresh out of college, took that journey to the White House and spent 2 years working for President Clinton in his press office, then an additional 3.5 years as Mrs. Clinton's deputy communications director.
So I'm going to guess that this idea for this show came out of that experience.
Yes. The original idea came in partnership with a friend of mine, a novelist, Brad Meltzer, who's also from the Washington area and writes Washington thrillers. We were sitting around brainstorming, and really I was taken back to a place from the campaign days of 92 and going with Governor Clinton to Hope, Arkansas, and walking those streets, you can't help but imagine how did this town produce this great person, but this troubled person, the troubled childhood who went on to greatness. And it's really that thought of going from Hope to the White House. And, you know, in Jack and Bobby, we go from Hart to the White House. And it's a fictional town, but that's where the McAllister boys are raised, and it's just a bit of a coincidence.
Well, I mean, there are characters that ring true in the American political scene. That is, you come from maybe a broken home or an alcoholic father like Ronald Reagan, mm-hmm. a small town. You come from nothing.
Right. The show is an amalgamation of presidents. Of course, we wanted to draw on those political figures that came from a troubled background and had to overcome adversity. Many of the characters also that we have drawn on are presidents who are famously under the influence, if you will, of very strong mothers. While the show is called Jack and Bobby, their mother, Grace McAllister, is really the greatest influence on the future president.
Stephen Cohen is the co-creator of the WB show Jack and Bobby. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.